At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Psychology archetypes with astrology. Case study, Robbie. Ascendant, Capricorn, Dhanishta Nakshatra. Robbie's Capricorn ascendant forms the bedrock of a personality built on discipline, resilience, and long-range thinking. Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, is a cardinal earth sign. Ambitious yet grounded, slow-moving but determined. Individuals with this ascendant carry a quiet intensity. They don't seek to impress with flash or drama, but with results, consistency, and responsibility. Life for Robbie is a series of milestones, each earned, not assumed. He doesn't merely dream of success, he builds it brick by brick, fueled by effort and an internal sense of duty. What sets this Capricorn apart is its placement in Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars. Dhanishta is known for rhythm, resourcefulness, and social magnetism. It combines the grounded ambition of Capricorn with an inner pulse of dynamic action. Robbie may appear composed on the outside, but inside, there's a drumbeat, a sense of timing, drive, and instinct that urges him to act decisively when the moment is right. Dhanishta also carries a sense of communal loyalty and collective rhythm. It makes him sensitive not just to personal goals, but to group dynamics and timing within the social field. This combination activates the executor archetype in a sharply focused, reliable form. Robbie doesn't just plan, he delivers. He thrives in environments that require structure, foresight, and endurance. He respects boundaries, honors procedures, and earns authority through action rather than assertion. Emotionally, he may appear self-contained or reserved, but that doesn't mean detachment. It means containment. He expresses care through effort, support through stability, and leadership through consistency. Psychologically, this ascendant suggests someone who prefers to lead from behind, a subtle strategist, often underestimated early in life, who slowly reveals his capacity for excellence. He may struggle with emotional expression, especially if vulnerability threatens the image of control he works so hard to maintain. But beneath that stoic exterior lies a sensitive inner world shaped by loyalty, integrity, and a profound need to be of use. In its highest form, this Capricorn-Dhanishta mix produces a builder of systems, protector of teams, and executor of complex visions. Robbie isn't just climbing the mountain, he's also making sure the path remains walkable for those who come after him. Through the executor, his identity is built not just on personal achievement, but on legacy, structure, and a quiet rhythm of excellence that speaks louder than any declaration ever could. Second house, values, speech, and inner worth. Moon in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, Aquarius. In Robbie's chart, the second house, which governs speech, self-worth, family conditioning, and how we define value, hosts the moon, placed in Shatabhisha Nakshatra within the sign of Aquarius. This immediately brings a cerebral, emotionally complex tone to how Robbie relates to security and self-esteem. The moon here is not soft or sentimental. It's analytical, often distanced from emotional dramatics, and more focused on understanding emotional systems than being swept up in them. Shatabhisha, ruled by Rahu, is a nakshatra of hidden healing, introspective intelligence, and emotional withdrawal. It thrives in solitude, in data, and in abstraction. With the moon here, Robbie's emotional body doesn't respond well to chaos or loud displays. It needs intellectual clarity, mental space, and time to process. He may come across as emotionally elusive, especially when conversations turn personal, but this isn't detachment, it's complexity. He's listening, computing, understanding more than he lets on. This placement activates the arbitrator archetype. Someone who doesn't express emotions impulsively, but who observes, analyzes, and steps in when things need clarity and correction. Robbie likely communicates in a factual, even-toned manner, especially when under pressure. His words carry weight not because they are loud, but because they are considered. He thinks before he speaks, often saying less, but meaning more. This precision in speech, combined with a desire for fairness and truth, makes him the voice of reason in emotionally charged settings. Family life may have reinforced these patterns. Robbie might have grown up in an environment where emotions weren't always safe to express, or where logic was prized over vulnerability. As a result, he learned early on to intellectualize his feelings. In adulthood, this can manifest as difficulty accessing or articulating deep emotions, especially around themes of self-worth. He may evaluate his value through contribution, performance, or intellectual prowess rather than emotional connection. Yet, there's a quiet strength here. The moon in Shatabisha doesn't seek approval, it seeks insight. Robbie has a natural ability to emotionally diagnose situations. He can see where wounds are hidden, where systems are leaking energy, and where conversations are bypassing the truth. His emotional intelligence isn't theatrical, it's surgical. The challenge lies in learning to soften the edges. Robbie may find it hard to ask for emotional support, to admit when he's overwhelmed, or to speak about his needs unless invited. He may also default to silence in moments that call for heartfelt expression. But when he does speak from that space, it's authentic, precise, and powerful. In his highest expression, Robbie becomes a quiet emotional guide, someone who helps others understand their own patterns by gently pointing to the truth beneath the noise. Through the arbitrator, his speech becomes a stabilizing force, and his sense of worth is no longer tied to detachment, but to discernment, emotional clarity, and the quiet power of insight. Sixth house, work, conflict, and the path of precision. Rahu in Ardra Nakshatra, Gemini Ma. In Robbie's chart, the sixth house, the domain of daily work, service, health, and the persistent friction of life, is occupied by Rahu, placed in Ardra Nakshatra in the sign of Gemini. This is a bold and electrified placement. The sixth house is where we're tested, where grit is built, and where karmic cleanup happens. With Rahu here, Robbie is wired to face chaos head-on, but in a way that is calculated, curious, and mentally voracious. This isn't about survival through strength. It's about navigating life's difficulties through information, precision, and disruptive intelligence. Ardra, ruled by Rahu itself, is one of the most emotionally intense and intellectually sharp nakshatras. It brings storm energy, tearing down old systems to clear space for something new. So when Rahu lands here in the house of work and service, Robbie becomes a pattern breaker in professional spaces. He thrives in complexity, handles crisis with eerie calm, and often finds himself drawn to roles where problem solving means unlearning old methods. He isn't content with doing things the usual way. He must understand, dissect, and reinvent. This is where the Maverick archetype activates in its full, unfiltered form. Robbie doesn't follow work protocols for their own sake. He challenges them. His contribution in teams often comes from spotting the flaw no one else sees, asking the inconvenient question, or offering the workaround that actually works. He may find himself in unconventional careers or working styles, freelancing, consulting, crisis management, or anything that allows him freedom, variety, and mental stimulation. His edge lies in disruption, not for drama, but for better design. Psychologically, Rahu here suggests early life experiences with instability in routines, perhaps due to inconsistent environments, shifting health dynamics, or unpredictable authority figures. This may have forced Robbie to become self-reliant quickly, to use intellect as armor, and to build his own internal systems for navigating chaos. Over time, this builds an impressive capacity for adaptability, but also a tendency to overthink, overanalyze, and resist help. In the context of health and routine, this placement may bring extremes, either obsessive discipline or total rebellion against structure. Robbie might swing between intense focus and mental burnout. His nervous system is highly active, and he's likely sensitive to overwork or information overload. His real challenge lies not in solving external problems, but in knowing when to pause and rest his mind. When integrated, this placement is a tremendous gift. Robbie becomes the kind of worker or healer who isn't afraid to go into the storm. He brings clarity to confusion, order to chaos, and innovation to outdated systems. Through the Maverick, he not only navigates conflict, he evolves it. His work isn't about conformity, it's about conscious disruption. And in doing so, he transforms the sixth house from a battlefield into a laboratory of ideas, precision, and progress. Eighth house, transformation, vulnerability, and hidden power. Sun and Venus in Purva Falguni and Magha Nakshatras, Leo Dam. The eighth house in Robbie's chart, governing transformation, intimacy, secrecy, crisis, and hidden assets, hosts a dramatic duo, the Sun in Purva Falguni and Venus in Maga, both in Leo. This is not a placement that hides quietly in the shadows, even though the 8th house traditionally deals with the unseen. Instead, it blazes through the underworld, bringing themes of power, charisma, and creative regeneration into Robbie's deepest psychological layers. The Sun here reveals that Robbie's identity has been forged in the crucible of transformation. Life has likely required him to face emotional or psychological depths others might avoid, perhaps early betrayals, loss, or the need to take responsibility before he was ready. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, adds a layer of sensuality, creativity, and charm, but with it comes the temptation of distraction, overindulgence, or escapism as a coping mechanism. This Sun placement means Robbie doesn't seek the limelight in a conventional way. He shines in private breakthroughs, in navigating dark emotions with dignity, and in the courage to expose uncomfortable truths. Venus, in Maga, adds complexity. Maga is royal, ancestral, legacy-focused. Here, Venus isn't just about romance or beauty. It's about the dignity of love, the politics of pleasure, and the burden of inherited values. In the 8th house, Venus often indicates karmic themes around intimacy, power dynamics in relationships, and the need to understand one's own emotional magnetism. For Robbie, relationships may often act as triggers for transformation, forcing him to either lose himself or find himself more deeply. There's a kind of nobility in how he approaches love, loyal, passionate, but often wrestling with control or vulnerability beneath the surface. Together, these placements awaken the catalyst archetype, someone who doesn't just endure change, but instigates it, both in himself and in others. Robbie is likely the kind of person whose presence accelerates transformation. People around him may feel emotionally exposed or strangely empowered. He can sit with what others avoid. Pain, grief, loss, regeneration. His power lies in intimacy, not as a tool of seduction, but as a path to truth. Psychologically, the 8th house often hides shame, secrets, and survival patterns. Robbie may carry emotional burdens others don't see. There could be a deep fear of betrayal, a wariness of being seen too fully, or a resistance to letting go of control. Yet paradoxically, it's through surrender, to love, to life, to loss, that his real strength emerges. His path involves trusting that transformation won't destroy him. It will define him. When integrated, this 8th house synergy becomes profoundly creative. Robbie doesn't just survive emotional storms. He alchemizes them into insight, intimacy, and soulful expression. Through the catalyst, he becomes a vessel for others' transformation as well. His presence doesn't just comfort, it provokes awakening. And in the hidden chambers of life, the places where others flinch, he finds his fire. 9th house, purpose, belief, and the architecture of meaning. Saturn and Mercury in Chitra and Hasta Nakshatras, Virgo Robbie's 9th house, traditionally linked to Dharma, philosophy, long-distance journeys, and higher learning, is home to both Saturn and Mercury, placed in Chitra and Hasta Nakshatras, respectively, in the sign of Virgo. This pairing brings an intellectually rigorous, deeply methodical approach to the question of belief. For Robbie, faith isn't blind, it's built. Truth is not something he inherits. It's something he structures, questions, and tests. With Saturn and Chitra, there's a lifelong process of chiseling away inherited belief systems to build something that truly fits. Chitra, ruled by Mars, is the architect, the celestial designer. And Saturn here builds with discipline, skepticism, and long-term vision. Robbie is not one to be swayed by grand theories or untested philosophies. His moral compass is slow-forming but unshakable. There may have been disillusionment with early teachers or religious figures, but over time, he forges his own ethical blueprint, one that is hard-earned and deeply personal. Mercury in Hasta adds mental agility, precision, and a sharp analytical bent to his quest for meaning. Hasta, ruled by the moon, brings a blend of logic and emotional sensitivity to intellectual pursuits. This makes Robbie not just a thinker, but a translator, someone who can take abstract wisdom and distill it into something useful, applicable, even healing. He may be drawn to psychology, counseling, or any field that involves the interpretation of systems, patterns, and symbols. There's a pragmatic mysticism to him, one foot in science, the other in soul. Together, these placements ignite the architect archetype in its truest form. Robbie isn't just studying belief, he's blueprinting it. He's the one who finds the weak joints in traditional systems, who reorganizes knowledge into something more usable, and who builds scalable frameworks for himself and others to live by. His pursuit of higher truth is not flashy. It's grounded in slow mastery, long-term curiosity, and the humility to learn from failure. Psychologically, this ninth house often reflects someone who has had to rebuild their relationship with authority, mentorship, or belief. Robbie may have started life questioning everything, or conversely, may have clung to external rules until he had the tools to create his own. He needs logic in spirituality, structure in faith, and a clean, well-designed mental space to feel at peace with life's bigger questions. The challenge here is rigidity. Saturn, Mercury, and Virgo can become overly fixated on control, perfection, or intellectual superiority. Robbie may sometimes resist softer, more intuitive ways of knowing. But life will slowly teach him that not all truths can be measured, and that wisdom includes knowing when to stop solving and start trusting. When integrated, this ninth house placement turns Robbie into a thoughtful guide, not the preacher or guru type, but the quiet mentor, the behind-the-scenes strategist, the one who helps others put their spiritual puzzle together. Through the architect, he becomes a designer of meaning, constructing belief not from dogma, but from design. And in doing so, he doesn't just walk the path of wisdom, he builds it. 10th house, vocation, public identity, and contribution to society. Mars and Jupiter in Vishaka and Swati Nakshatras, Libra Robbie's 10th house, the house of profession, public responsibility, and societal contribution, is occupied by Mars in Vishaka and Jupiter in Swati, both in the sign of Libra. This is a potent combination of ambition and principle, drive and diplomacy, action and adaptability. The 10th house is where your reputation is forged, not just in what you do, but in how you carry your role in the world. And Robbie's planetary lineup here suggests a professional path that is both intense and intellectually impactful. With Mars in Vishaka, we see focused, strategic ambition. Vishaka is a nakshatra of relentless pursuit. It doesn't dabble, it conquers. Ruled by Jupiter, this nakshatra blends intensity with moral vision. Mars here gives Robbie an edge in competitive spaces, particularly those requiring negotiation, leadership, or breakthrough thinking. He approaches work like a campaign, with targets, precision, and long-term objectives. But because Vishaka is in Libra, there's also a political savvy to his approach. He knows how to win without alienating, how to lead through subtle influence, and how to operate with quiet dominance in group settings. Jupiter in Swati adds a graceful intelligence to the mix. Swati, ruled by Rahu, is the wind. It adapts, persuades, and moves through resistance with finesse. Jupiter here gives Robbie the qualities of a teacher or strategist in public life. He may be drawn to roles involving law, education, policymaking, or any domain where big ideas meet collective systems. There's a natural gift for shaping culture, guiding others, and expanding what's possible, especially in collaborative or diplomatic contexts. And with Swati's love for independence, Robbie likely prefers roles that offer freedom to design his own structure. Together, this combination brings out the strategist archetype in a deeply refined way. Robbie is not here to work for work's sake. He's here to execute vision. He doesn't thrive in chaotic or reactive environments. He needs frameworks, autonomy, and an intelligent network to fully express his vocational intelligence. He's the one who sees patterns others miss, who navigates conflict without emotional fallout, and who wins trust by delivering results, not just making promises. Psychologically, this 10th house reveals a deep inner pressure to succeed, not for fame alone, but for alignment. Robbie likely measures his public worth by how well his work reflects his inner principles. Yet this same drive can create inner conflict if he feels his roles require compromise or if he's surrounded by superficiality. There may be moments in his career when he chooses integrity over opportunity, turning down flashy roles in favor of substance, or leaving environments that don't match his ethical code. The challenge here is balance. Mars wants speed and impact. Jupiter wants wisdom and patience. Robbie may at times feel pulled between urgency and principle. But when harmonized, these forces create a powerhouse, someone who acts with foresight, leads with conviction, and adapts without losing purpose. In his integrated expression, Robbie becomes a pillar in his field. Through the strategist, he's not just managing work, he's architecting influence. His career becomes a mirror of his inner code. Intelligent, principled, and unshakably focused on what truly matters. 12th house, surrender, solitude, and subconscious evolution. Ketu in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, Sagittarius Rabi's 12th house, the realm of isolation, dissolution, hidden fears, past life residue, and spiritual release, holds Ketu, placed in Purva Ashada Nakshatra within Sagittarius. This is a deeply karmic signature. The 12th house is where we lose the self in order to rediscover something more eternal. With Ketu here, Rabi isn't just letting go of the material, he's cutting cords to entire worldviews that no longer serve his evolution. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, is a nakshatra associated with emotional conviction, inner drive, and an unstoppable belief in eventual victory. But with Ketu, the planet of detachment and spiritual intelligence, placed here, we witness a reversal. Rabi may have, in past lifetimes or early conditioning, placed great value on righteousness, ideological certainty, or moral conquest. In this life, however, that certainty begins to dissolve. His soul is being asked not to fight for truth, but to surrender into it. This placement awakens the mystic archetype in a profoundly inward-looking form. Rabi may not appear overtly spiritual, but within, there is an ongoing quiet dismantling of identity. He has access to deep intuition, symbolic insight, and a strange sense of knowing, especially when in solitude or away from the noise of the world. He is not here to convert others or define doctrine. He is here to empty out. And in that emptiness, a new kind of inner freedom emerges. Psychologically, Ketu in the 12th can manifest as a strong need for withdrawal. Rabi may crave time alone, find comfort in sacred spaces, or feel inexplicably drawn to meditation, dream work, or metaphysical study. There may also be a mysterious loss drive, an unconscious pull toward dissolving attachments, even when they seem meaningful. Relationships, careers, and beliefs may fall away, not due to failure, but because the soul is pruning for clarity. At times, this can feel like rootlessness or emotional absence. Rabi may struggle to articulate his internal world, or may feel misunderstood in environments that reward ward extroversion and productivity. Yet in his quiet, unseen efforts, his ability to go inward, to process in silence, to sense the undercurrents, there is immense power. The challenge here is integration. Ketu's detachment can lead to avoidance or escapism, especially when life feels too loud or demanding. Rabi may at times disconnect emotionally to preserve his inner sanctum, but his growth lies in learning that detachment doesn't mean disconnection. It means presence without clinging. When integrated, this 12th house placement becomes a sacred passageway. Rabi learns to channel his inner stillness into compassion, his solitude into insight, and his surrender into quiet service. Through the mystic, he doesn't need to shout his truth. His energy speaks it. His presence heals not through instruction, but through example. And in that soft surrender, he becomes the embodiment of a truth that no book could ever fully explain.